substance, is that the supplement, the last term, which are not supplement-related. Pesach, we already finished the Pesach, right? But now we're discussing more or less the finishing ourselves. We begin here in the Gemara, that Kufa Le'alaf Tanya. Mafsik in the Shabbos, it's given Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, ne'e mafsik. Umayseh, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Esumim ba'aku. Shekidah Shalem Ayom. Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, Ritzon Kla Napsik, Menecha, Shadiva Yehuda, Chalereinu, correct? But now we're discussing more or less of Kiddush and Abdel. We begin here in the Gemara, that Kufa Le'alaf Titania. Mafsik in the Shabbos, it's given Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Me'ei Mafsik. Umayseh, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Esumim ba'aku. Shekidah Shalem Ayom. Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, Ritzon Kla Napsik, Menecha, Shadiva Yehuda, Chalereinu. Amalov ha'yom v'yom atam l'chadav d'vorai l'pnei Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav atam l'chadav d'indir Rabbi Yehuda l'tasoni ha'gam l'chbo sh'tamal t'imi b'avoyis. Amalei im kem o'nas shem yiru atamidim yiku ha'loch ha'lodot. Amru l'odot v'misham ha'chukavu ha'loch k'rabi yos. Am Rabbi Yehuda ma'shmuel ein ha'loch lo k'rabi yudim lo k'rabi yos. Ela Horeis, Mapra, Umatakish. So there are three sheets of halacha l'maisa rabbosai. What do you do if you're eating a meal on Friday afternoon and suddenly it becomes Shabbos? Rabbi Yosef says to keep right on going. Rabbi Yudah gets stopped dead in your tracks. And Shmuel has a compromise view. Horeis, Mapra, Umatakish. You have to understand what these three Tanaim are fighting about. What's the basis of the dispute? In other words, at first glance, we could argue that all three are wrong.
Can't stop this.
All three are wrong. What do you mean all three are wrong? When the Shabbos comes, just make Kiddush, that's all. No one said that. That's a simple state of all. Shabbos is coming, oh, you look at the sun just set, okay, make Kiddush. No one said that. Nobody. Not Rabbi Yosef, not Rabbi Yehuda, and not Shmuel. Nobody says that. It's a simple fact. Why? It's Chazir again. Rabbi Yosef didn't keep right on going. Question is, why don't stop? Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat before Kiddush? No. Let's just stop basically. Are you allowed to eat before Kiddush?
No.
No. Are you eating before Kiddush? Question one.
Stop trying.
1 second. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mafsikin. What does Mavsik mean? You must stop the meal. Mavsik. What does he Mavsik? If Mavsik means you make Kiddush right away, that would be the Alashita, but we're suggesting that's not what it means. We can all explain it in the wall, there are the Yosef, he does not say, just stop. You just stop and make Kiddush immediately. There's a whole procedure that has to be done, which we'll see soon. Shmuel also has somewhat of a smaller procedure. The procedure is Poros Mapa Mekadesh. What exactly is the procedure of Rabbi Yehuda? So we have, it's not clear on Amud Aleph. So you see on the base. Says the Gemara, Eini. So Amar Rav Tachlif of Arab Dimi, Amar Shmuel, Chen Rav Sikil, Kibush. Kam Rav Sikil, Rav Dola. My Rav Sikil, here we go. Lav La'akira Shulchan. There it is. La'akira Shulchan. La'akira Shulchan.
Question.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that then a question? I'm seeing
it. Well, I'm not. So, 1 second. So, what does Akira Shulchan mean? What do the words mean? Uproot. That you uproot the table. What does that mean? So, that's Shaila what it means. Place that says, Love Akira Shulchan. Hainu Birchas Avazu, Kid the Parishas Liel. What do you mean, Kid the Parishas Liel? It goes back to that Kufa Manal, Hafsikil and Shabazu. Pirish. Ba'akira Shulchan, to the Bukha B'samu. Ba'ayinash and Mavarek, Birchas HaMaz. Whoa! So Rabbi Yehuda requires benching. That's the Chadar again. Rabbi Yosef says, against the dog, keep right on going. Rabbi Yehuda says, to bench. And Shmuel the Pshara, you can't keep on going. You don't have to bench. What do you do? You take a tablecloth, you cover up the table, and you make kiddush, and you're going to keep around
you.
The whole table is kashrus. So the question is, why is there a fourth shita? It's a logical shita. It's got dark, so just make kiddush, that's all. Don't cover up the table, and don't bench, don't keep on going. No one says that. No, it's not. Torah's mapa mekadesh, the Torah requires a kind of a priestess mapa. And the question, what role does that play? That's the question, what role does it play? Oh, very good. Very good. We'll get to that much later. But you look at the bottom line of that tosis. That's correct. You are right. But the bottom line of that tosis, mapsikin, which is the top line, and the bottom line is, who priestess mapa he even call my kira shulchan of you. Doesn't know your chade. Your chade is that priestess mapa is nothing. Just essentially making kiddush. And Yeshua here, you're covering up the public kiddush. Did you get that, right?
So maybe that's what your sheep is. You wanted to have a sheep that says...
Let's make kiddush.
That's what they say. You just make kiddush. You're going to have respect. You have a mess of ketchup on the
excellent.
Table.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. No, more than that. More than the mess. We don't realize how good the territory is. But we'll get to that.
Isn't that actually your...
Right. Right. It's all for no one says it. It's all for no one says it. It's all for no one says it. Map is the Makom HaKiyur Shulchan. So we'll get to it in a little while, whether you're right or wrong. Could be the right Rashba. Okay. Oh. But by the way, I don't know if you noticed, it's two. It's Rashi and Rashba. You have to see both. That's the way it is. Some of it's repetitive, but that's, you want to cover all the bases, you'll see both. So, the Rav, the Chassad of the Baruch, has in his Yorta Shur, a whole Shir, which is based. Not the whole shiur, but a lot of it is based on these questions. Yeah. That's this era. Right. So I'm asking the question, what are you eating them for? Okay, but I'm asking a different question. What do you need mapa? What do you need? What do you need a kiyur and anything? That was in effect what the Rav asked. Page Kuf Yud Aleph, the end of Kashmir. And, as a matter of fact, the Rav quoted the Tosis on Amud Beis and the Rashbam, who both quoted Shiltas. The Shiltas says, quote, you can see it quoted here in Tosis, easy to find, the last narrow line. Tosa says, "Vatam afurish b'shultas ki hevi b'teise sudasa b'yikra d'shapsa." It's a very important phrase. You want the sudas to come for the honor of Shabbos. What does that mean? The Gemara says, "Anav kuf medeis tanin ani hachi." Shame may be in us on the Shabbat. Shame may be in us as Shulchan Elam Kain Kidesh Vimhevi Poris Mapa Makadesh. If the table is set before Kiddush, you have to cover it up with the tablecloth before you make Kiddush. What does that achieve? The Tosfos explains that they used to bring the table in. Shame may be in us as Shulchan Elam Kain Kiddush. The Tosfos. Hodam of the Chol Kisve. Masa Shulchan Arach Malach Tovah Vavavavavavavavavav. The famous God that everybody knows. See, the table must be set before Shabbos. Lo kasha, the aruch of the makom acher. They would set the table in a different place. Ach ein nevi'in also, the makom su'uda, aracha kiddush. That was the old custom. Everyone had his own private table. They would set it up in a side room and they'd bring it in at the kiddush. The aksh of shulchana shalano heim gedolim b'yosem. He died. The kasha, the kiddush was a dining table. It's huge. Kasha aracha kiddush. Shalom ha'afsik kol kakman kiddush su'uda. Take forever to take it apart, bring it in. So the regilim lifros mapa lekadosh. The time, as we just said before. So what do you see? So what is the covering of the table called achieve? The covering of the table makes sure the table is gone. As you said, the table is not there anymore. Why is the table not there anymore? Because the table shouldn't be there when you make a kiddush. You want the table to be brought in after kiddush, so it's the kiddush is somehow the time when Shabbos is established. And now you move the table in, it's being moved in honor of Shabbos. That's not a table to set. it'll be on a Tuesday night. No, the table is brought in honor of Shabbos, tied upon in honor of Shabbos after Kiddush. Kiddush will determine that this meal is a Shabbos meal.
Why did you
get
a
No, it's a hand in the book of the Mizumah.
No, the fact that you're eating on Friday night is Suda.
Also.
But you didn't Suda with your whole family on Tuesday night? No, I'm just saying that just because it's Shabbos, that's why.
You need something more formal to officially designate it as a Shabbos. The thing Asian style, Judah Plus MAB, is not sufficient. You have to have Kiddush. That's right, you have to have Kiddush. That's what the Shulchan says. So the Rav's Yisod of his house, and this is going to be the main Yisod we're going to have in this whole Indian. You know, there's two dinim of Kiddush. We're discussing the second before the first. That's just the way our Ravina Rav Ashi edited it that way. We're going in order. The din of Kiddush Doraisa. Zochas and Mashavas and Kasha. Kiddush Doraisa. Look at your head. You like to sit right over here? Close as possible. Zochas and Mashavas and Kasha. That the din of Kiddush Doraisa, when they are Seras Adibris, the mitzvah Doraisa to take Kiddush every Friday night. This, according to the role of Posim, does not require wine. You fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa by just saying the magic words, whatever they may be. The words of Kiddush that we have, different words. Maybe according to some Posim, just saying, mentioning Shabbos, or the Kiv Agnes, you have to say, good Shabbos. Believe it or not, everybody else is Kiddush Daraisa. Hard to believe, the Kiv Agnes, yes, we'll see that later. That's the din of Kiddush Daraisa. It's found in the Torah of Adibus. Then there's an additional halacha, Rabosa. The additional halacha is what we call Kiddush Alayayim. Kiddush Alayayim is called the Rova Posim of the Rabbonim. Some say it's Daraisa. The Machlok is. Those of Kuvara today. We'll get to that later. This second din, what is the nature of this din? Secondly, not the din of Kiddush with Devorim, Zohar, Shabbos, Shabbos, Akash. It's clear. You have to mention Shabbos. We'll discuss the details when we get to the Sukkot Kuvav about what I mean, how many words I have to say. But just words. What's this new din? The din of Kiddush Halayayim. What kind of din is that? Well, the Rav said that they're really, the main theme of this halacha of Kiddush Halayayim is really in order to establish the Akhila Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos as such. In other words, Kiddush Midaraisa, the Dvarim, it just a din of the saying of the Shabbos, maybe mention the word Kedusha in that context. But Kiddush Alayayim is not so much Alayayim, I don't explain. The primary purpose of that Kiddush is to establish the Suda Shabbos. That gives rise to the very famous thing that you all know about. Know what's it called? The Kupala from the Aleph, Ein Kiddush, Ela the Malkum Suda. For this reason, the Rav explains, what is not permitted to eat before Kiddush. The Gemara has a discussion on that Kupala from the Beit. I guess you can look at it. Post facto, if a person ate before Kiddush, maybe he doesn't even make Kiddush anymore. What the one there, Ta'an Ein on the Kaddish. What's the hesitation for that? The person ate before a different mitzvah. He ate before davening. No one said he shouldn't daven. He ate before a lulav or a shofar or whatever. Maybe don't say he shouldn't blow a shofar. He should take a lulav. So the answer I've always said, if you look in the Ram and the Sefer Shabbos and the Sefer Sukkot, there are two places. I think Shabbos Daf Tes and Sukkot Daf Lamed. They're all quoted in these Rams. I'm not sure if you knew about the Ram. The Rav said it on his own. But the nature of the Easter of Te'ima, when it comes to Kiddush is, this is a quotation of the Ram, the wrong quote, the Kiddush b'mokum suda u'mikame suda itkin. Or the Ram Shabbos, the Ram Sukkah says, the Kiddush tzorach lios b'tchila suda u'mitakein osa. That means the Kiddush establishes the suda of the Suda Shabbos. And therefore, if necessary, that one does not eat anything before Kiddush. Because what do you mean is making a Suda Shabbos? It's the first thing I'm eating on Shabbos. I was fasting from the beginning of the sunset on Friday night until now. And the first thing I do is have Kiddush, and now I have my first morsel of food in my Hamotzi. Ooh, that's really a Suda Shabbos. It would be determined as such. If I've been eating all along, I've been mashing and eating, and now I'm make Kiddush one. That takes away a little bit from the special power of Kiddush to establish a Suda Shabbos. Establish a Suda Shabbos. Old hat, you've been eating straight for 2 hours. I gotta come to make a Suda Shabbos. So therefore, call the one day to the Maka B'diev. You can't make Kiddush. Once you ate, it's already no good. Finish. The Rav Sunni can't make Kiddush at all, by the way. The Rav starts again to Tosfos. I have to take a look at it. Kuvam the days, Tosfos says, Toam Eina Mekadish, Pirish Ad Lamocha Kodam Achila. That's a Kiddush. Tosfos said, Eina Mekadish, how can that be? No Kiddush. Tosfos couldn't believe it. He said, well, no Kiddush until tomorrow. Tosfos had to be fresh to kind of, I don't know what kind of Kiddush. You should be hungry when you make Kiddush. Kind of not, I don't know what it is. The Rav didn't know, it was assuming I think not that way. Toam Eina Mekadish, you eat, you've taken away the power of the Kiddush Aleyayim to establish the meal of the Suda Shabbos because it's already, you've eaten beforehand. And if you eat again, it's not going to take away that special quality of Kiddush to determine the Suda Shabbos, and therefore there's no good Kiddush whatsoever. We have it in Paschim. Tom is Mekadesh, the last line, Tom Mekadesh. The answer for the reason for that is we assume, the way they were explained, that Tzvei did it. Surprise. Tzvei did it. In Kiddush Aleyayim. One is to separate out the Suda Shabbos that you blew, that you cannot do, because you ate already. But the second thing, what we call Shir Aleyayim, you know, we've had it so much fun to see somebody see the Bracha Lakos. And the separate thing of Shir, what he called Shir Aleyayim, that you can accomplish. If you can't have both, you set up for one. The other one, let us know, double or nothing. If your Kiddush is not going to establish it, demarcate the Suda Shabbos and set it apart from the Suda Shol, then you can't do it anymore. You ruffle about Tola. That's why the rubber is good. Not like post you waiting until the morning. Yes, sir? Maybe. You see, it's not necessarily against the rubber zone. Maybe if you wait on the second Suda, the Suda Sayom, and the Kiddush will establish that. That's the Suda Shah, okay? Could be your Yeah. No Kiddush. No, let's say the Suda night is no good. The Kiddush is no, you can't make Kiddush anymore because the Kiddush is supposed to establish the meal as a proper meal.
Right. Kiddush,
good question. What happens if the guy was taught? The Mandava taught me in the Makadish. Make the next day, that's make the next day. Anyway, there's no Kiddush on the island. So he had a Friday night meal. Was he Yoti to the Shabbos and B'diyevet without the Kiddush, or was he not? In the end of B'diyevet, he probably was Yoti. He's a Chathilus. As far as the Chassudus comes to the Chathilus. As far as the Kiddush is concerned, it might have been a Miyakim for the one day. We all is not Miyakim. But he is so clear. Yes? I don't think that's necessary. Because once he made Kiddush Shabbos morning, I had cake. In shul, even though that cake is stuck blended, if that cake would not be sufficient for what we call Suda Shabbos, Afal Pi Kain, and the fact that he made Kiddush, so that means that anything which follows, the cake with the challah he has down in the house, an hour later, all that is nikvah has been Suda Shabbos. Right. It's linked, but not exactly the same. Yes, David.
I don't know if this is a right to quote in terms of Rabbi Hold about our question. But I know in Tiswadi, where I believe they asked the Rav or Shachter about what to do as far as Kiddush, so even if you had a Kiddush, you should go back. They often have Kiddush, they have some kind of wording, and then they have Kiddush, then they eat again.
Lunch.
They eat lunch.
And they make Kiddush a second time.
They make Kiddush again. And I quote the reason for this being that you have to have the Kiddush has to attach some kind of suit.
Okay, very good. The Vilna Gaon held. The Vilna Gaon held that Kiddush and Makom Suit is only if you have bread. My Sarah. Quoted by the Bill Office. Even on the Mamakas.
That's
the Kiddush
Mamakas.
That's what
they're saying. They're saying Kiddush Mamakas you have with the Kiddush, but you should do it again for the Suda.
I don't know what they're saying, but maybe they're saying what you're saying, maybe they're saying what I'm saying. I don't know.
They put it for
Yeah, okay. Yes?
Right.
We'll get to that. Well, this is the reason.
How's that talk? Explain the list.
No, the word talk.
Talk means tasting. Talk means
hey, something fancy. Hakeret. Talk means even a little bit of us. We'll have to discuss that. That's a detail. You're right. But the idea of Torah means you shouldn't have anything. Because even though if it's a question of you're going to forget to do it,
to
be fine when it comes to other tefillahs, mitzvahs, etc., then Te'ibah is mutter. But when it comes to Kiddush, not because you're going to forget. The new din, you have to be, the Kiddush should be the first thing you have. And therefore, even a little bit you shouldn't have. Yes. No, that you don't seem to do the already in Shmoneh Esrei. The mitzvah of Daraisa we assume you already before him, Kiddush
Dvarim. So how many multi women involved?
Patience. We get to that full level. We'll discuss it at great length. But we'll be looking back. We'll have a long discussion of that. It's not up to that. Okay. Good. So now, Rabosai. With this is so, the Rav explained all three shittas that we discussed in Akufa Marav. Again, a person is eating a meal and suddenly the sun sets Friday night. What should you do? So I would have said logically, what you should do is make Kiddush. That's all. Nobody said that way. Except maybe the Rashbam. No one said say that way. Rabbi Yosef says you keep on eating. Rabbi Yehuda says you bench, then you make Kiddush. And Rav Shmuel, the Pshari, you cover the table, put a tablecloth over everything, and then you make Kiddush. Why just make Kiddush and do nothing else? That was a kash. The Rabbi explained Rabbi Yosef's sheep in a very interesting way, which is against Tosfos. That was against Tosfos before, as he suggested, maybe it's not against Tosfos. Which one I think is still against Tosfos. The Pshat is follows. Rabbi Yosef holds, the Rabbi said, that if you begin a meal on Friday, it's labeled as a Friday meal. No matter how long you go, it's still called a Friday meal. And if it's still called a Friday meal,
You're saying this, Rabbi Yosef?
Rabbi Yosef. And it's still called a Friday meal, the Rabbi explained. Therefore, there's no need to stop. Because the whole point of Kiddush is to separate between Friday meals and Shabbos meals. So where the Rabbi suggested Shabbat and Rabbi Yosef, it's a Friday meal till the end. So then, you don't have to make kiddush until it's all over. And the Rav is assuming, again, based on what I read to you printed here in the Sefer, that when it came into the Friday meal, so what therefore should be the result of that? After you make kiddush, what do you have to do? What do you say?
Make another meal.
Eat again. That's what the Rav seems to be clearly assuming. It's again Tosis. Tosis over here in Akufa Ben Alas, it's not that way. Rabbi Yosef Yom HaEmek Mapsikin. The Gomer Kol Asuda, who Mevorah Birchas HaMazah, the Chakak Mekadosh, the Buchim of Grice, the Kamad of Kufayt and Menal, Mashma, the Ein Tzorech Lat Asuda L'Shem Shabbos. The Eid, sorry. If you have to make another, have another meal, Malo Lahamtin, Yapsik Miyad, you may as well make me Mapsik right away. Yim Tom, Evet Yasin Kiddush Belo Suda, Alo Ein Kiddush Belo Suda, Alo Ein Kiddush יש לומר דחושב קידוש במקום סודה כיוון שמיד אחר הסודה עושה קידוש ועושה סודה אול אולו לסודה שבת כדבוך בתוספת ותוספת ברוכס פרק דלת, I believe וכתונה בנוסד רבי יוסי ומאז גרשו שבת וברוכס המוזם וואו That's chor against the rabbi yourself. The rabbi Yisrael said shat and rabbi Yossi. That is considered a Friday meal till the end, and therefore you don't stop. You just go right on, keep right on going. And you can't say kiddush in the middle. Plus, why did it? Told the kasha. Why did you say kiddush in the middle? Can't say kiddush in the middle. That's the answer. Kiddush says it's a Friday meal. You have to make kiddush in the middle of the Shabbos meal. There was post kasha, no kasha. What told the kasha? If you have a meal later on the rabbi soon, malo lahamsin, yashik miyad. The answer is no. If you're masking me on, you keep on eating, that's going to be considered a what? It's going to be considered a what? A Shabbos, a Friday meal. And if it's a Friday meal, then you'll miss Kiddush and Rabbah Suda. So Badafi, you have to keep going till the end. Then you bench. Right? Then you make Kiddush. Maybe it's supposed to be the opposite amount of make Kiddush. And bench rather, like Rabbi Yudah said. You don't want to bench. You're in the middle of happy, you have a good time. You don't want to do this. I mean, that's such a tremendous cash. Stop just like that playing. Won't work. It's just a pinch. He doesn't want to do that. So therefore, the Tosfos Kasha is not overwhelmed, but the problem is that it's Tosfos. The Rav can argue with Tosfos, he can't argue with Tosfos, unless there's some other way to explain the Tosfos, some other sheet that argue with Tosfos. So this whole Mahala seems to be against the Tosfos, and maybe the Tosfos too. His whole yisod was that according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason why you keep right on going, because this meal is started on Friday, it's a Friday meal. I read it to you. Rabbi Yis page Kuf Yud Beis Devani. Rabbi Yossi saw the Kamen Shasuda his Chila Bechol, the Nikla Betor Suda's Chol, Hari Nim Shechas Bechalo Zu. Haskola Shasuda Kovat as Of Yoch. The Eino Nutzrichim Adbiya Bo Gushpanka Suda Shabbos. Well, the Fichach Eino Maps. Where are we those two lines? Four lines. The Rabbi is saying, it's a weekday meal. And there's no need, the kasha was, but it's sunset, you're not eating for Kiddush. No, that's not what it is. It is, you're not allowed to eat a Shabbat meal before Kiddush. Why? Because the Kiddush is supposed to be the precursor of all Shabbat meals. If you give it that special kalashem through the Shabbat, which you lose if you eat before Kiddush on Shabbat. So if you start eating on Shabbat, if you start it before Shabbat, it's a Friday meal. So you can keep right on going, finish the whole meal, and then you make Kiddush eat again. That's much too much of what I'm saying. This is considered Suda's Chol. Whereas the Tosh is calling the Tosh Tosh, you're benching what? Ma'asu Shashabat and Birchas HaMazon. Not a complete kash. You can still say that it's a weekday meal, and the fact that you say Birchas HaMazon is because right now, that you say would say, is that right now it's Shabbos. That's what you can kash. In other words, the fact that you say that you, let's say, I'll do the following case. A guy ate on Friday, stopped on Friday, ate nothing on Friday, on Shabbos. He completely stopped before dawn.
Sings
and he sings the ears, gives the right Torah, he puts on a play, I don't know, they the Baba Sedra, they go to an hour rigmarole. They stop eating before the sun sets. They have a whole hour of speeches. Like by the dinner after all the time. It's halacha l'maaseh, like by the dinner. It happened to me. I was once at a dinner, and they had a whole meal. Then they had an hour program, and then it was Rosh Chodesh. You say, Alev Yavo Nas. Yeah, I'm telling you, it was during the week. You can't make a Rosh Chodesh make a meal, because I didn't have any Rosh Chodesh. Nothing. Now that I mentioned Rosh Chodesh, assume that you do say it, if you say all the other shakes, it's not like this, then it's kasha and throw it as good, it's for entry, it's no kasha. The fact that the birchas HaMazon doesn't mean it's necessarily the Shabbat drink of meal, so it's a new day. The thing is, if you bench on Shabbat, even if it's a weekday meal, you still say it's set. That guy realized not after 3 years, it's my first kasha you in, the second kasha and I just answered a little bit. The real not against any posts. Yeah.
What if someone then forgot to say, in this case, so that seems to be Migra Raha, or maybe the Suda is one of the few that seems to say that.
But it's faith in it. One thing is, if it's a Shabbos, maybe then you require with say, even though it's the most of Shabbos. And a second it might be that if it's right now Shabbos, so even if it's Friday, that's really not a compelling question. This is the Rav Shani Rav Yossi in any event. That's a Yossi sheet. Yes.
Pre-Rosh Chodesh dinner,
Let's take a look. Take a look.
Something similar, Shabbos.
Yeah, I believe it's a similar cool Pekas.
Shabbos, but not say Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh.
That's another Shabbos.
Makkah is finished before Shkia.
That's a big Shabbos. Let's see. Hoya Ochel v'yotza Shabbos, Maske shal Shabbos et Birchot Amozen. V'yadzina basa Atzkol asa Suda, v'yadzina basa Chodesh Purim Mechanik. Mechanik and Paskin, that if he's known as he started on Shabbos, you still mention Shabbos with Chodesh, etc., etc. Or the other way around. Here we go. You're right, your case is the best variety we have, there's nothing better. He's been in. Back at the dope school and say the Torah, and nobody has to do my bench. Nobody. I couldn't believe it.
That's how you got the job.
That's right, you bet. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. the Mishnah Berurah Pesach, if you finish the entire meal by day, then you don't say Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's the Makarek, that's the assumption. You do not say Rosh Chodesh if the meal is finished by day. Get to what we just said. But the Mishnah Berurah Pesach, if you finish the entire meal by day, then you don't say Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's the Makarek, that's the assumption. You do not say Rosh Chodesh if the meal is finished by day. Gets what we just answered now. Maybe the Rav all differently. Anyway, that's a possible way to get out. That's Rav Yosef. This is Kuf Pei Ches, Mishnah Berurah is called Lamed Gimel. Right, exactly. That was a clash against what the Rav says. Maybe we answered, maybe it is. The Rav argued with this Mishnah Berurah and said, you say it with seconds, now it's Shabbos, even though it's not a Suda Shabbos. Perhaps. Although it's interesting, the Rav has another Shtigl Torah in one of these.
Isn't there a difference between Yalav Yom and Tzedek? Why it's Tzedek?
I think it's the first.
It's the
first.
Yalav
Yom is the second one. But he has not that way. The whole day of Me'en Amor and Kidd invention to make it into a Suda Shabbos. So it's a different Shtigl Torah. Anyway. Well, I have a what have you to say? Have you to say that you're in the middle of eating and now suddenly the sun sets on Friday night? What do you do? Bench. Bench and make Kiddush again. That's the most attractive. To make what you have to do is the bench for. Sit the same yourself. Abuda says you have to have the Kiddush to be separated between a weekday meal and a Shabbos meal. If you're just going to go right on going, not enough of a separation. So the whole rest of the meal would be considered a weekday meal. You make Kiddush the wrong time, too early. You got the veg. This way this cuts off the first meal. Now that meal is out. Now you make Kiddush, and whenever it starts all over again, will now be viewed as a what? As a?
Suda Shabbos.
Suda Shabbos. That's a view issue.
He said if you see Kiddush afterwards, it's sort of like my friend says, if the Shabbos meal is the meal that you eat before is
it's
so that's what I'm saying. The whole question was point to Rambiosin before.
Right, so what's the answer?
So you said that if you make Kiddush on Shabbos, right, it's as if the meal you ate beforehand is like you ate it on Shabbos.
So with the Rav Yisrael, it's not that way. His Yisrael was that the reason why you're allowed to keep on eating, the sun sets at 6 o'clock. And I'm eating for another 2 hours. Then I make Kiddush at 8. What right did I have to eat 2 hours straight before Kiddush? So the Rav Yisrael was, nobody said eat before Kiddush. He says eat a Shabbos meal before Kiddush. Kiddush has to determine and demarcate the weekday meals before and the Shabbos meals after. I have a weekday meal which went 2 hours to Shabbos. It's not a problem, the Rav said. So I asked the Kasha, why do you say it saves the weekday meal?
Because it doesn't have the
shame.
Shame
Kalos,
the Shabbos
meal,
so that's the Kiddush anyway.
Oh, but the way the Rav explained it says, it comes backwards.
Yeah.
That's what it says. It's a sharp reverse. No one wants it like this. It is what the Rav meant. The reason you're allowed to continue eating on Friday night 2 hours after 6 o'clock when the sun sets is why? Because right now from 6 to 8 is labeled as a weekday meal. So it's a weekday meal, no problem. Then when I make Kiddush at 8 o'clock, guess what? Now it's the glory of Moshe and my friend, only with a Shabbos meal. Woo! But you couldn't ask the Shaita because the Shaita was a weekday meal. Fancy footwork. I don't know. Maybe. No, I know the Tosa said that. I know the Tosa said that. I'm not cash the Tosa. The Rav's is, I'm trying to remember from the Rav's four lines over here. On the bottom of page, Kuf Yud Beis. It's considered a weekday meal. I intend to say it's a Shabbos meal. That's no problem. That's not what Tosa suggests. Of course, if the Rav Tosa is right, it's a Shabbos meal, the question becomes how to eat it. How can you Shabbos meal for 2 hours before you make Kiddush? Doesn't Tosa know that Tom ain't a Mekadosh? You have to give an answer to that question. Tom ain't a Mekadosh, or the Chatchila certainly can't be Tom before Kiddush. How can you continue the meal if you haven't made Kiddush yet? No, we have an answer to that question. If the Rabbi writes a weekday meal, whether it converts later to a Shabbos meal or does not convert later to a Shabbos meal, whichever one you wait, she be all, two possible answers to the Tosefta. It's not about telling you so. That once the sun sets, not considered a Shabbos meal, right away, not in retrospect, then the question becomes, how do I eat it? You didn't make Kiddush yet. After Rav Yossi's right, Rav Yudah's right, you gotta stop. Well, is Shmuel's right, or we're right, something. You can't just keep right on going and eating before Kiddush. That's the kash. That's the kash. Yeah.
If the court goes to something like Kaddish, then in Kness,
Maybe it's also not Kuvam Bay is against your terrorists. You hold the Takadis of kind of a knas, and there's really no separate history of Kibbutz before Kiddush at all. It's like a regular din. It's like a regular din of a Kiddush before Lulu. And if you came before Lulu, so you keep right on going. Tos is the next Tos. Aim up seeking. Bishilu beheter iri. The Bishilu beisim moder of Yosef. Aim up seeking. You have a case where you begin something before, you just keep right on going. I guess all this whole used to maybe a better hand. Okay. So the whole is against all this, just so the Rav had. Okay, good. Could be against the Rav. The Rav uses his son to explain the Gemara about Zai. Who pay him a day? Who pay him a day? So the Gemara says, no. Hold on, this is what
I'm looking for. Not here.
Which Gemara? The Gemara says, Napsik v'nikba l'shapsa. We have to stop the meal to be koveya shabbos. Here it is, Kupayim and Aleph, excuse me. Kupayim and Aleph, the sixth line. Mara says, he told us to go look outside, see if the Kaddish Yoma, see if the sun sets. And if it did, what are we going to do? Nav six, see the line there? See it? Zil, this is the line in Zil. Zil Chazi in Makadish Yoma, Nav six, Nikbei Lishapsa. What does that mean? You have to make to determine, according to the view, you have to have the determination, the demarcation. Like what we call a kiras ha-shulchan, to separate the weekday meal from the Shabbos meal. As Rashi explains, the nik nafsi by kiras ha-shulchan, which means benching the pashas, this is called the Tosi benching. The nik for the Suda Seidel, the Shabbos, the Shem Shabbos. Here it is. Rashi says it, the Farish. The Farish. Oh. And Shmuel, presumably learns, and we saw the post of Kufam and Aleph, that precess mabon is the same trick. You don't need the bench. Tosa says that the kufam and aleph, that precess mabon is the makom akiras shulchan, the Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Shmuel holds. In principle, like Rabbi Yehuda, but you don't have to actually bench. It's enough to just put a tablecloth over the table. That's enough to separate the Suda Tzchol from Suda Shabbos. Memela. Yes? See a bench?
No.
Oh, that's a good question. That's an excellent question. How can you bench with wine? You can't drink the wine of bench before Kiddush. What? What? Well, I want you to see. We're so used to the fact that you don't have to bench with wine. Either my books in the Gemara, or the Birchat the Mother to Unakos.
Says he holds the purpose.
We'll get to that. Well, we'll see that. Not so simple. With this, the Rav said Pshat in the Gemara of Kiddush al HaPas. You ever seen in the Siddurim, it says, anyone in this room ever been to Kaddish al HaPas in his life? I never did it. You did it?
When we used to have a kiddush in the, we had a kiddush in the yeshiva, they would always ask the Rosh Yeshiva to make kiddush. He said no, because he makes kiddush on pas. Yes.
No, I don't know what you mean. You mean to wash, you have to wash before kiddush. That's what you must have meant. No?
You made kiddush on the pas.
But there is such a quote, the role we show in the Kaddish exists. I've been taught the noise. But the role we exists. How can that be? Kiddush on pas. This is a prayer on the eye. What kind of kiddush on pas? Make any sense? Rav says, no, it is so this mutual betuf tam vadas. The whole point of the kiddush Alayai is to establish the Suda Shabbos. That's all you saw to this new din of Kiddush Alayai. That's all you saw. Mimela. Yes, it's not a chatchila. You're missing the kiyum, but called shir al ayayin. It's not shir al pas. That you're missing that kiyum. So it's better to have al ayayin. But if there's some other consideration, maybe in poverty on the one hand, or the Gemara suggests that it's chaviva al pas, and then we'll see that in the Kupayim Beis. The Kupayim Beis, that's the whole sugya there. The thing tells us the Kaddish Arifta. We'll get to it, Mithashim. So there, that's an overriding consideration. Do you make Kiddush al pas? That's what he said. Memela, he said he is sold. It could be it's a Dindarais. We pointed out already, we mentioned that Kiddush al-Yayin, according to the Rosh Hashanah, is the Rabbanah. But Tosa suggests the possibility, and that's the Rabbanah Menal, that Kiddush al-Yayin is also the Rais, not just Kiddush before. The last, take a look at Tosa, Kubaba Menal, until the end of Tosa Zokreu, the last two, three lines, they make the following radical suggestion. The old Matzino the name of the Kiddush al Yayin Dvar Torah, the Chi of the Rice to make Kiddush al Yayin. Avohad the Amar Amavarav Torah Shiyitom the other one. Oh, drink it. I'm talking to the Rabbanan. But the Kiddush al Yayin is the Rice. What does that mean? I always thought that if you say Kiddush al Yayin is the Rice, there's no way to allow you to make Kiddush on bread. That's what I always thought. Yet on Amud Beis, the whole toast, are they allowed to make Kiddush on bread? What everybody except for Rabbi in town? I thought those two were tied to the Sasser. You learn in Shad, the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and the Kubam Rav, Zachar, Tama Shabbat, the Kajus, Afrei, Allah, Yayin! Yayin means, you know, Yayin, Shira, Allah, Yayin, the whole story. If that's a Dindar Rice, I can bread substitute. That's what I always thought. The Orach HaShulchan was against it. Orach HaShulchan says at the very beginning of Simon Reish, Ayin, I think it's Reishayin Aleph Siv Beis. The Rosh Hashulchan said that Kiddush al Yayin is the Raisa, he thinks. He happened to pass in a way. And Aleph Pas is also the Raisa. I thought it was wild. How can that be? It's a Chreel al Yayin. Where did he get it from? I thought it was not a Shverzi. I just sort of dismissed it. That's what the Rosh said, but no, don't dismiss it. No! The nature of this is of Kiddush al Yayin, not Kiddush al Yayin as such. So that's a secondary theory. The Ikin theory is to determine the pseudo Shabbos as being proper Shabbos students. So of course, Yai is an additional theme of Shira. Yeah, better that way. But Kiddush al Pas might also be Doraisa. Because it's establishing the meal as a pseudo Shabbos. First of all, according to the Rambam, maybe you do. And secondly, you probably it's enough to have just Kiddush by night. That determines all three. I keep telling you, we had this before with your NCS1. I made all three as Suda Shabbos. Suda was Kiddush at night, and then it takes care of all three in one shot. How to do it? Like that. Okay? So, you make Kiddush. It's Shabbos. You wake up in the morning. It's still Shabbos in the previous Kiddush. The Mailer Abosai, the Rosh and his followers. We have over here, take a look at Tosin Sani, Testament Days. Just to refresh your memory, we learned this a few months ago. They quote a Gemara in Brochus Chav Zayin and Beis. Famous Gemara. Mispalel Odom Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos V'omer Kiddush Hayom V'od Yom. There's a whole shaila about that. The Gemara has an Ibaya and resolves the question that it's even true. But at one point the Gemara suggested, no, maybe you can only doubt Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, yes, you can daven that way. But you can't make Kiddush. So they buy the Gemara and Rav Chaim until it's finally resolved this direction. Ask the Rav, why should that be? If you can say Kiddush davening, which is also kind of a Kiddush, so why can't you say Kiddush al Kos? What was the Gemara's Shaila of Zion and Rav Chaim? Why did the Gemara think that you can daven Friday night early and say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, which presumably is Kiddush, and you cannot make the Kiddush al HaKos Mimo Yom al HaYayin. Why not? What's the difference? So the Rav answered the same. So the fact is, if you take a Shabbos early, you daven Shabbos Friday night early, well, after Plag HaMincha, correct? Make sure that Mincha before Plag HaMincha. You can drive from one to the other. Yeah. So then, that's what we call Tos HaShabbos. Tos HaShabbos. So of course, in Tos HaShabbos, the Nisim HaLocha, and Kiddush B'dvorim, Zocha b'shama, we know that. This is Zocha b'shama b'divrei Echad. Zocha b'divrei Echad. Okay? That means it's a hekesh between the Zocha and the Shama. Just like Shama is extended to the seven Shabbos, so too is Zocha. The Dindar writes that Kiddush can fulfill in the seven Shabbos. It's an Isim Olam. But when it starts now, Kiddush alayayim, it says Kfiya Suda. So the Gemara is Shaila, Rabbi Chaim Zayin, maybe you can't make Kiddush alayayim before the sun sets. Because maybe it's too early to Suda Shabbos, and if it's too early to Suda Shabbos, it's too early to Kiddush alayayim. Therefore the Gemara says, no good. What is the resolution of the Shaila? It is good. Why is it good? For one of two reasons. For the Rogue is showing the reason it's good is why. Why? Tosa says over here. No. Tosa says over here. I love the Shavuot game, because it's not to be found with additional students, because there is no student. Okay, right? Yeah, but.
What should cover last longer than years from now?
Covered, but only is not lasting longer. Right. You want. That's right. So you want to. The answer is because Isa Malach was taken care of by the Havdalah al-Hafetzvila.